I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer-related fatigue is one of the most common side effects of cancer and cancer treatment. Dr. Katie Schmidt is here to talk about the role of physical therapy and occupational therapy to help manage this fatigue. Dr. Schmidt is a physical therapist at MUSC Hollings Cancer Center. Dr. Schmidt, tell us a bit more about cancer-related fatigue.
The National Comprehensive Cancer Network describes cancer-related fatigue as a distressing, persistent, subjective sense of physical, emotional, and/or cognitive tiredness or exhaustion related to cancer or cancer treatment, and it's not proportional to recent activity, and it interferes with usual function. People often say that they're very tired, they need a nap, they cannot get relief from napping, and it's frustrating because it's not that you did too much the day before or that you were busy, it's a side effect of the medication and the cancer itself.
And what role do physical therapists and also occupational therapists play to help manage this condition?
Physical therapists and occupational therapists can help with energy conservation, such as scheduling your day and how to take naps without ruining your sleep schedule. There's also the emotional struggle of not feeling like you, and we have different tools to help deal with the weakness, the stress, the anxiety, and different breathing techniques that can help.
Tell me the difference between physical therapy and occupational therapy for someone who's experiencing cancer fatigue. What really happens in each of those approaches?
In physical therapy, we're going to focus more on how you move. How's your balance going? How's your pain? Can we get you into something like walking or cycling or yoga to help you move? And using that burst of endorphins and burst of energy to fight the cancer-related fatigue. In occupational therapy, they're fantastic at dealing with the psychosocial aspect of it. And how do you manage your day? How do you manage taking all of your medication? How do you make showering easier? How do you make dressing easier? And how do you go from feeling like it's too hard to do anything to feeling like you've successfully made it through your whole day?
How do patients realistically incorporate walking or maybe other exercise into their routine, knowing that they feel so tired? How can you really work that out?
There are going to be days that are really tough and you don't want to move and you don't want to do anything. So that day, exercise might look like sitting in the chair and doing circles, starting at the head and the neck, working through the shoulders, the wrists, the elbows, all the way down to the ankles. And that's getting your circulation going. You might have days where you're feeling good, and then it's about doing a walking program and turning on a podcast or turning on some of your favorite songs and going outside to walk for 20 minutes.
And what's the payoff that your patients tell you about in this circumstance? What do they say in real life is the difference if they can do a little bit of exercise?
Patients are very excited when they feel like they can do something that's normal again. When they can get back to gardening, or they can get back to golf with their friends, or they can get back to things they used to do before cancer was the main topic in their life. And that's what it's really all about, is feeling like yourself again and using these tools to help get you there.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this information about cancer-related fatigue.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.